This is New England Public Radio News. Three Connecticut elephants are getting national attention after an animal rights organization filed a series of legal petitions on their behalf. The elephants have been giving rides for decades at the Big E. New England Public Radio's Ben James reports.
Gene Cassidy spends a lot of time talking about animals. As president and CEO of the Eastern States Exposition, his job is to promote the interests of New England farmers. Cassidy performs his duty with such gusto that even when he's talking to you about the controversial elephant rise at his two-week-long mega fair, he's prone to making off-the-cuff comments about chicken eggs.
What's the best, most efficient delivery system for protein to the human body? Is an egg. Again, I don't want to wax on philosophical. A gift from God. That is production livestock.
Stephen Wise also spends his time talking about animals, but he doesn't view them the way Cassidy does. He's a lawyer who argues that some species, because of their intelligence and self-awareness, should no longer be treated as human property.
The idea that all non-human animals are things is something that's been around for 2,000 years. It's kind of like wallpaper that non-human animals are things, that they aren't entities who have any sort of legal rights.
When it comes to animal welfare and animal rights, Cassidy and Wise don't just disagree about which lane to drive in. They're on completely separate highways. And smack dab in the middle of both those highways stand three of the largest creatures on Earth. Their names are Beulah, Karen, and Minnie, two Asian and one African elephant. Wise and his organization, the Non-Human Rights Project, want to send the elephants to a sanctuary in Tennessee. In order to do so, they would need to take the elephants from their legal owner. His name is Tim Comerford.
Not happening. They're not going anywhere. These are my elephants. They've been in my family for 46 and 45 and 33 years. Ain't happening. No way. You know, that'd be like giving your child up. That's pathetic. Ain't happening.
Comerford is used to protesters. They follow him to expositions and fairs across the Northeast, complaining about mistreatment of his many exotic animals and citing the numerous USDA infractions he's received. But Wise isn't asking for better conditions for the elephants. He's filed petitions in Connecticut seeking writs of habeas corpus for Beulah, Karen, and Minnie. He's also filed similar petitions in New York State on behalf of chimpanzees and for an elephant at the Bronx Zoo. He wants them counted as persons. That's a legal term that doesn't apply solely to human beings. This would fundamentally change their status under the law.
Tim Comerford is a slave owner. The slaves simply are not human slaves. They're non-human slaves. They're both legal things, and as far as the law is concerned, they're treated the exact same way.
Slavery? I mean, that's ludicrous.
Comerford takes a quick break from tending his camels at the Big E.
The whole point is, with him, is he's running around on people's donations just having a hoo-ha. This whim that he's failing. He fails with the chimps. He fails with it all. I mean,
technically, Wise is failing. No judge has yet granted habeas rights to any of the animals Wise claims to represent. But Wise points to a recent and surprising opinion from a New York judge. In a case involving two chimpanzees, New York Court of Appeals Judge Eugene Fahey wrote that Wise's petition presented, quote, a deep dilemma of ethics and policy that demands our attention.
And he said the way the court should determine what rights a non-human animal should have depends upon, you know, who that species is and what their characteristics are.
This is the largest hog that's ever been on exhibition, and he is alive!
Yes, back at the Big E last September, the tension was ramping up. A video of a Comerford employee roughly handling a camel went viral. Over 120,000 people signed an online petition to ban wild animal acts at the Big E. The fair itself was crowded on a Friday night, but things were pretty quiet over at the elephant rides.
Which is located in front of the camel and the elephant rides.
A vendor rolled an orange across the pavement to Minnie, a 45-year-old Asian elephant. She picked it up with her trunk and placed it in her mouth. A regular fairgoer, Kathy, she asked to use only her first name, stood with her young adult daughter and watched.
But we were just remarking how it's Friday night and there's absolutely nobody in line waiting to have elephant rides after all the stories and everything have hit the news.
Comerford denies business has taken a hit. And the Big E's Gene Cassidy says keeping elephants at the fair is essential to its identity, despite the protests.
You know, it might be the elephants today or the camels, but their stated agenda is everything that Eastern States Exposition stands for. They will have another agenda after the elephant. And 20 years from now or 30 years from now, that agenda might be the Holstein.
Wise and the Non-Human Rights Project expect decisions from Connecticut judges in regard to Beulah, Karen, and Minnie by early next year. Wise says they'll also seek habeas corpus for a captive orca whale in the near future. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.